7 after the hour. You are having a good day. I hope you're having a good day. Would you like to get away this summer? How many people have made summer vacation plans already?
Working on it.
You are. What are you going to do? Well, you take vacation all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. That's a constant evolving plan. You know, we start on one right after the other. Like, for example, I'm going to New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
As soon as I get back on Tuesday, then we'll start working on the beach vacation.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get back from that, we'll be working on the Christmas vacation.
Good for you, Richard.
Don't forget just, Columbia.
That's right. Well, that's Christmas.
We're
going to Columbia this year.
Christmas in Columbia.
Oh, and then we... No, that's my wife that'll be going to Columbia to get the dog.
Okay. So if you're not as well organized,
I may take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, listen, that was
amazing.
And Jennifer will be right behind you.
Behind you.
Yeah.
I'm a supporter.
I will be here working our little hearts out because this is such tough work. People say you make it sound so easy. I know this is a lot of work. I want you all to know this is tough work. Working with Jennifer and Rich,
Diva,
and Kenny.
Yeah.
This is tough work.
I'm really hard
but
to
I'm
work with.
Happy? Yeah, you are actually.
I know.
I wish there were people.
No,
I wish everybody was as easy to work with as I am, and then we'd have it all set. We'd have a wonderful thing going on here. I was talking to my friend Dick Summer
yesterday.
Where
are the crickets?
notice the crickets.
Yeah, Dick, you remember Dick Summer, one of the great broadcasters, really great broadcasters. And he was telling me a story about being on the air at WNEW in New York. He worked with William E. Williams and some other notables and. And he said to he sort of grew up. He's like I was, you know. When I was working at KBC, I pinched myself every day going into work with those people that I had worked with, or not worked with, but I had admired, almost idolized for much of my career. And here I was working on the same station with them. And he was telling me the same story about how working with William B. Williams and some of the other greats in New York radio when they really were great radio hosts. We don't have good radio. Yeah, we really don't. Honestly, we don't have really any. Everything's become a jukebox, and there are very few personality radio programs around, if I do say so, like this one. They just all, they've dried up because the corporatization of the business has basically killed all of the really creative people because they don't want to either pay them or they don't want to have them be as creative and fun as they were. For whatever the reason, everything has become corporatized.
I just fired one of the biggest morning jocks in Washington radio history.
Yep, well, hopefully you go across the street
and
pound their butt.
Yep.
So, anyway, the point is that Dick was working with William B. Williams, and he emceed a show with William B. Williams in which Vic Damone, this is another, most of you don't remember who Vic Damone is, but he's a big singer in the 50s, a saloon singer.
I don't remember. If I hadn't met Dick through you, I wouldn't know who anybody you're talking about.
William B. Williams was probably the biggest disc jockey, most well-known disc jockey in the history of New York radio. But you probably don't remember or know of him. Anyway, the point is that at the end of the show, the two of them were working with Vic Damone. Vic Damone looked over at the two of them and said, "I love you, man." And they both looked at each other, and without skipping a beat, they looked at Vic and said, "We love you too,
man."
Yeah, and so that was what Dick and I were talking about, because Dick and I have a very similar outlook on life and a very similar outlook on what works on the radio. He envies me because I'm still on the radio, and he would like to be still on the radio. He's about 10 years older than I am, and he still has that great voice and great ideas and tells great stories, but there's no place for him anymore. And the second point of the story, though, is that two or three men together back 40-some-odd years ago who were all in a very public place said something that most men didn't say to each other. And that was that they love each other. I don't even know that now. I mean, I tell you, Richie, that I love you, and it's accepted, and you know that I do,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't... It isn't the normal kind of thing. We tell our children we love them, tell my son, but do you tell other? I mean, I tell the kids on the farm now I love them because they've helped me in a time, and I really do love them. And so is it a time that allows us to express ourselves, and that's Dick's point. Can we get back to the way we really, I'm not talking about the phony stuff where, you know, during the heyday of acid rock music, hey man, I love you. That's BS. That was crap then, and it's crap now. It is. It didn't have any meaning to it. There's nothing assigned to it. It was just, you know, some guy saying in a drunken, drugged up stupor, you know, something you heard somebody else say. I think that more men ought to be saying, well, women, Jennifer, how often do you tell some of the girls that are your friends that you work with or you hang around with that you love them?
Almost every time I see them.
You do.
That's just me. You know me.
I express that often. Do the girls that you're with, do they say it to each other or do they wait for your lead?
I think it's back and forth.
So you think that sometimes there is
They initiate, I would initiate. Yeah,
you think people are surprised to hear them say that they love you?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I don't know. Maybe.
So, Richie, would you go out into the hall? I mean, the average guy there, like Michael, we all love Michael. Michael wouldn't say he loved us, probably. But Paradiso, would you tell him you love Paradiso? Would you tell him you love him?
No.
He would. Mm. And he wouldn't tell you that either.
He'd punch me.
He would.
Why? You would say...
No, he would. That's the point.
My dad says it a lot, and
but
I think
yet,
it sounds
he does
fine.
Love you, and you love him.
Sure, yeah.
But you will not express that to each other.
No, we've been working together for 16 years.
Right, as long as you and I have been working
together.
We're
well connected, yeah.
Right. But, so I say it to you, and you take it, and you say it back to me, grudgingly, I won't punch you, and you won't punch me. Yeah. He would punch you.
Well, we're guys. I mean, it's different.
What am I?
You're what do we call it? A metrosexual.
My dad always, like, I hear my dad tell his friends, I love you, buddy.
Cheap
I love you,
way
man.
Out of that
yeah.
Energy.
You can say it like a man.
Yeah, I've said that to Mike. I do.
Yeah.
I love you,
father.
I think
father. My
He's
dad says
guy.
He loves you, too.
Yeah, he does. I
love you,
man.
Buddy.
He may say it more often than I do.
I
love you, man. Yeah.
See?
You guys are closer to the end. You have to get it out.
Oh, my God.
You're mean.
Real horse's ass.
Oh, man.
You are mean.
Oh, my God.
I love you, man.
Yeah. Right, you're on your way out. So here's a parting wish for you. Let's see if you can pick a finger. I got two of them up right now.
No, but I mean, as you get more mature, you start to realize the value of life.
Is that it?
You start to overcome those little...
Then why am I like a I love you person?
You're a girl.
Because I'm younger than you.
You're a girl.
Do you tell...
Yes, it does.
Do you tell Janet every time you see her that you love her?
Yes. Kids... Yeah. Yes, absolutely. 100%.
I won't hang up a phone call with my parents about
No matter how uncomfortable I am because I'm not emotionally out there, it's so important to tell your kids, your wife, your mom, your dad. You know.
You love them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mean it. And they know.
Yeah.
The kids know it. So Meredith knows it when
I'm
it.
I'm not an emotionally out there guy, but, you know, I realize the value.
What are you hiding?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
About it. You're hiding something.
I'm not hiding something.
Yes, you are. You're hiding something.
But what do I care?
You're hiding.
What do I care?
What do you mean, what do you care? What you're hiding?
I don't know what I would be hiding.
Well, you may not, but I could come up with a couple of things.
And one of my theories is that Rich is maybe the most sensitive of all of us, but he just hides it.
That's right.
All right. I'm not sure I'd go that far.
Would you admit
that I'm the most sensitive?
Would you admit that you're probably more sensitive than you let on?
Yes.
More sensitive than I let on, yes. The most sensitive here? No way. Not even close.
Really?
Oh, my God. Mr. Eggshells over there?
Okay, all right. There we go.
But at least you know. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
What, that I'm Mr. Eggshells?
Well,
really?
But you're sensitive. I wouldn't call you Mr. Eggshells. But
my daughter calls me a sensitive new age guy.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and so maybe that's the best way of... I'm making reference to it. Anyway.
Anybody that can cry at a Tom Jones concert.
Barry Manilow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know it's Barry Manilow.
How could I get that wrong?
Don't even ever insinuate that I'm the most sensitive guy here when this guy crying at Barry Manilow concerts is sitting right next to us.
There's some very sensitive music there that's very sentimental. That's great emotion. Attached to it. Tom Jones, not so much. Tom Jones, the only thing you get emotional about is the socks he has in his pants.
Mm.
That's about it. You don't get too much more emotional than that. How in the world did we get off on this track? What was I? Where was I? I was going to talk about the polar bear job that's available for the summertime. I wanted to talk about summer vacation. And guess what you could be doing? the story at DougStephan.com. Was it yesterday we had or the day before we had the job for $30,000? The guy went out and testing water slides for the summer.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this from that same Kenny? Is this the you know the story? A polar bear spotter is needed on Norwegian islands. You have to be loud, strong vocal cords. There's a job, a three-week job this summer, spotting polar bears.
Did someone just find one?
Bar! Bar!
Bar it is!
maybe I just tell
I
you
love
how you...
Doug.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Kenny. I love you, too.
Good thing. Are you on your way out, too, Ken?
Yeah. Wait, let me get a hold of this one. Uri Geller joins in a few minutes. We're gonna go right down the street with him.
He'd be a good bear spotter.
No, we're going to go down the I Love You Man department. Anyway, the story about the polar bear job is posted at DougStephan.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
Have some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at...
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer. freezer or a 22-cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Our love is a lie, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame, burning within. Now and then, our life will catch us, stumbling in.
Songs from this week in 1979, starting with Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. How many people remember this song, Stumbling In?
I do remember this song. I'm just looking at the songs for this week, and man, what a sappy, poppy week of music this was.
I love sappy, poppy music.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here's number four. I love you too, Richie. Here's Amy Stewart.
Amy.
Her too. Remember the song, didn't remember her. Amy Stewart, related to Rod?
No. Drum machine, heavy chorus and delay on the guitar. This thing's been run through the ringer here.
Yep. Next pop song, another great pop tune from 1979. This is Pure Plastic.
Oh, wow.
Frank Mills and his instrumental Music Box Dancer was number three during this week in 1979. There's nothing to say about this piece of music. Nothing. Zero.
My brain just went through a time warp. That's what happened here.
Recognizable. All right, so let's get to number two then, Richie.
Wow, this is a good Harry. One. Yeah.
My God, this goes back to 1979. Blondie's Heart of Glass.
Good stuff.
And the lyric, by the way, is exactly what you think it is. Crank it up. She could get away with this stuff. Listen to that. What's that? Electric guitar. What else is it?
Oh, that's a synthesizer.
All right. Got that? All right, number one during this week in 1979, not my favorite. Never liked them. Had cows named after them, but that was as far as it went.
That's a good soul hit.
That's why we got Peaches. Peaches,
like
Peaches, and her first calf was a boy, and his name was Herbie. And so Peaches, remember we had Peaches and Cream?
Yeah.
My favorite cow died last February. All right, so there they are, review of the top five songs this week in 1979.
How many different Peaches were there?
Herb
was the band, and then he just kept replacing Peaches.
Until he found one he wanted to marry.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, at DougStephan.com today, story of a pickup truck wedged in a tree near Sherwood, Oregon.
That's a trick.
Mystery being unraveled.
So he was in Sherwood Forest?
I was in Sherwood Forest. You're right, Richie.
There you go.
The truck was off Highway 99, 10 feet above the ground. Firefighters used thermal scanners to see if anybody was in it. There was nothing, and nothing in it. Hospitals reported no new crash victims. Truck was removed. Mystery remains. Nobody knows.
That's weird.
Whose truck it is. You can see the picture of the truck hanging in the tree. But nobody knows how it got there.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Yeah, right.
They couldn't track down the truck?
No. Apparently not. There were no plates on it. They couldn't find a...
How about a VIN number?
A VIN number, they can do that. You're right, Richie. But haven't been able to put it together with somebody who ought to have a truck like that. And so the mystery remains. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller coming up in a few moments here on Good Day.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through May 20th, save up to 30% on your favorite San Francisco hotels. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance, now through May 16th, and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Program, the best stories of the day, things that you probably won't hear discussed, even though they are important, in usually several different ways. By the way, an acknowledgement to Kyle Bailey, who is the program director of our affiliate, News Radio 1240 KQEN. He is in an area near Portland, Oregon. He was listening to us go through the top five songs from 1979, this week in 1979.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said, wow, this was about the week I started in radio, a commercial radio station near Portland. While he was still in high school, he said, I played all these songs when they came out. Now I'm feeling very old.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. All right, so Jennifer.
So, Dougie.
Among important stories today, the story of Jonathan Griffith,
mm-hmm.
who is an alpine climber and photographer.
Yes.
One of three European mountain climbers who were attacked by Sherpa guides.
Yeah.
Why?
These guides kicked and pelted them with rocks. And I guess it was a result of a fight that happened higher up over a right-of-way. The Sherpas claimed that the three alpinists had ignored their request for them not to climb over their ropes until they had finished fixing the route for a guided expedition group. And apparently these Sherpas don't like Everest climbers because they call them luxury adventurers.
Mm-hmm. Apparently over the last 10 years, the Mount Everest climb has come from changed from this climbing enthusiast
to it's now fancy people.
I'm a millionaire and I want to be able to say I made it to the top of Everest.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And these Sherpas, who are the local Nepalese people who, you know, basically run the lines up and down for everybody to climb, and they go to the next base camp or camping thing before you get there and set your tent up and everything. Now they have these big luxurious tents with these herbal teas and all this stuff. And apparently they just had it.
So when people to climb in comfort.
Yeah, so when these guys climbed over their ropes, and they weren't even from one of the big tour guide things, they're regular climbers, and they just had it and attacked these people. And then apparently when they went back to the base camp, all of the Sherpas attacked all of the people, and it just got out of control.
Hmm. Well, and by the way, Sherpas are the, they're not guides. They're usually the porters who take the, they call them guides, but they aren't really. They're the ones that carry the, when you're on a trip like this, they're the ones that are lugging, doing all the work.
Right, setting up your stuff. Right.
Mules, yeah. In essence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, interesting. I mean, luxury.
It has become a pretty big thing to do for fancy schmancy people, though,
yes,
to climb Mount,
right.
Climb Mount Everest. Yeah.
Yep, right.
Imagine having 100 Sherpas throwing rocks at you, though.
That wouldn't be very comfortable.
No,
not at all. All right, now, Richie, yeah. There is a long line of stores, there are, I should use the plural, that are now selling what is considered to be ethical clothing.
No, after the Bangladesh factory collapse the other day, which now they get 400 lost and still missing 200 people, and there were two factory fires last year in Pakistan and then also in Bangladesh, you know, where they lost 120 people in one of the fires and 250 people in another one of the fires. They're starting to look more into workers' rights and conditions at some of these clothing stores. And this has been around for a long time, since the Kathy Lee Gifford and Nike days back in the 80s, where they started looking at workers' rights at these clothing factories. So the University of Michigan decided to run a little test in a department store, in a suburban Detroit department store. They placed identical socks side by side in the display. And labeled one of them as coming from factories with good working conditions. And when they were priced the same, the socks that came from the factories labeled as good working conditions outsold the other socks. Mm-hmm. So people actually wanted to support the factories that had ethical working conditions.
Yeah.
But as soon as you change the price,
even
just 5%,
well, it's the bottom line. It's like fair trade products.
Right.
I mean, they're much more expensive.
So the question here is, do you really think about and do you really care about fair trade and ethical working conditions for the people who make your goods and clothes?
Good question for us to put up on Facebook and Twitter, Kenny, at facebook.com/Good Day Show and on Twitter at Good Day. What are the other things, by the way, that we've been carrying for a day or two that have new comments, new interest, new input?
Let's see. It's still loading. Just a sec. Lots of people like the story from Warren today about the dog that got the 4 bionic paws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
And lots of comments about the
he'll chew them
about
off.
Whether kids should see the Jackie Robinson movie 42 because of all of the racial epithets in it. Thomas says he hears kids say that kind of stuff all the time, so it's no big deal. Betty says it depends on the child and the involvement of the parent. The child should be old enough. Jean says protecting the children has gone way overboard and is a detriment to them. When you shield children from the uncomfortable of the world, they are unprepared for what happens when they have to deal with real life.
Yeah, but shielding them until they're old enough to understand it so that you can have a conversation with them is, in my mind, the responsible way to handle it. I mean, I don't want a six-year-old watching racial epithets being thrown back and forth in a conversation or an argument.
All right, let's check in with Uri Geller in a moment and get his read on that. Uri's coming right up here on the Good Day program.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
A recent Shape magazine survey found that 93% of working women snack at the office. The Shape Trend Shapers panel also revealed that 60% of women regret their workday snack choices. Seeing trends like this inspired Sargento to team with Cheryl Burke, a professional dancer and two-time champion on Dancing with the Stars, to share her snacking tips and to unveil a new snacking tool.
Women who are always on the go want snacks that are wholesome, satisfying, and convenient. Snacking is a part of my daily routine because I'm always racing to rehearsal, dance performances, and photo shoots. It's so important to keep my energy up. I love cheese, and Sargento Natural Cheese Snacks gives me the high-quality protein I need in single servings, which help me control calories without compromising on taste.
To find wholesome snack ideas to shake up your snacking routine, Burke recommends visiting the new Sargento Smart Snacking Tool at www.sargento.com/snacks.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, team, before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Uri Geller is going to join us. We've been talking a lot, especially during this hour, about people and their communication skills. That is, what are you willing to say to somebody you care for or care about your feelings? Do you express love to another man? Do you easily express love to if you're a woman, do you express it to another woman? Easier for you to, if you're a woman, to express it to a man? Easier for a man to express it to another woman or to another man?
What if it's a mixed sex thing? What if it's like a woman and a man who are not married? Is it appropriate for me to say, I love you, Rich, or something like that? Does it matter? It's okay, you think?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but then I'm not the arbiter necessarily of good taste often or always.
Because I do, you know, I do love you, Rich.
Yeah, he knows that.
He knows.
But the other side of it is, does he want to hear it?
Call's very important to him.
I know, apparently. Leave a message at the beep.
What are you talking about?
I just confessed my undying love to you, and you just left me out in the cold, man.
Yeah. Hi, Uri. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Uri. All right, so we're talking.
I was chatting with Uri's office.
We're talking about love and expressing love. You always say at the end of your conversation, I love you all. Mm-hmm. And then we get from you your genuine feelings about love. Rich doesn't really think that it's always appropriate for men to say it to each other. I say it to pretty much everybody that I know. But oftentimes with men, I don't say it. Like the kids that work on the farm for me, Uri, say I love you to me pretty much every day. And I know.
Yes.
What got you started saying it? Why is it? Why do you think it's okay or to be encouraged for men to say I love you?
Because love is connected to happiness. Happiness is connected to cheerfulness. And your cheerfulness can do wonders for others as well as yourself. So I do believe that the power of love is an energy. Mm-hmm. It is an actual tangible energy. Maybe it cannot be proven or detected on today's computers, but there's no doubt in my mind that when we emit love, whether it comes from our hearts or our brains, our minds, It is a touchable. You can feel it. And if you can transmit the word love, because words are very powerful, with that word you emit that energy of love, and it touches you. It touches your heart, and it puts a smile on someone else's face. And remember that you've got to emit and transmit and project love all the time around you, because that will be absorbed by others, emitted back to you, and it'll make you a happier person. Does that make sense to you?
Feelings of love and expressions of love are always a way for one to feel better. More important that they are actually meant. Because sometimes people say things like that and they don't really mean them. It's just kind of, I love you. See you, man.
A friend of mine on Facebook posted this thing about 10 things Americans don't know about Americans. And one of the things was we are poor at expressing gratitude and affection. And, you know, you wonder if this is a cultural thing. I will tell you that when I go to Colombia, even my wife yesterday, I'm listening to her talk to somebody at the airlines in Colombia, making airlines arrangements, and she's referring to the woman that she's talking to as Amor. And that's kind of like a sweet little cute name. It means love. And so they talk to each other in this very kind of just loving way. And when you're in Colombia, it's very polite, in Latin American countries in general, it's very polite and it's very kind of, I don't know, like it's a more loving conversation, even though she's never met the woman. But in America, do we kind of desensitize ourselves, and are we kind of rougher and gruffer about it?
I don't think so, because, you know, when you, for instance, enter a restaurant in Paris, you should see the faces of the waiters or waitresses. When you enter a restaurant in California or in Boston, you see smiles. So, and for instance, when I was in Turkey, everyone kisses everyone. I was amazed that after my show, people came up to me and kissed me, absolutely strangers. That shows that affection, the power of love and the power of wisdom, the happiness to show that you care about someone else. It's the same with my answering emails. I get 300 emails a day, and I answer every email. I just got a beautiful thank you card from Boston, Doug, today. Let me just open the wardrobe here, and I'll pull the card out. This is a lady who lives in Boston, and she's sick. She has cancer. And I sent her a book called Mind Medicine for free. And I got the most beautiful card in the mail today. And she said, the card says thanks. And I won't mention her name, but it says, Dear Uri, thank you so much for your book, Mind Medicine. I love it. It is easy to read and understand, and I read some every day to keep my mind on track. The book arrived last Friday, the day Boston was in lockdown because of the terror attack. Mm-hmm. And the marathon, I'm a patient at Massachusetts General Hospital where many victims were taken, and they canceled my appointment for chemo. I was very upset, but turned off the TV and read some of your book and began to calm down. Thank you again, Uri, for your thoughtfulness. God bless you. To me, Doug, to receive such a card is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's so emotional. And because I know that I touched someone and she touched me back.
Touching somebody back is so important. That energy is so important, the love that's connected. There's some words of wisdom from Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, It's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM13. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code BLOOM13.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The pet mode with the man who's responsible for lots of great information on his website, Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. It's Warren here with a focus. I thought we had, didn't we find different music for the pet show?
Why would we do different? I love that. You don't like the
yeah, this is getting stale after Mariah,
not what's
Warren,
name?
Don't you have some other music?
Gloria,
that,
I have Gloria thousands and thousands and thousands of songs you guys
yeah.
have. Whatever.
Come on. Get over the pet
here. You want to, you want this? Hold on. How about we do this?
Nah.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Realize it's 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
You are. It's 6 before the hour, wherever you are. It's maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. We don't discriminate. Everybody's welcome to fall asleep on the Good Day program. All right. She's playing. I found all the pet music.
See, that would be the perfect torture for you, Doug. Putting you in a room and make you listening to cats meow for hours at end.
I read that. All right. So we have Warren here with us on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about a couple of important things. The casket makers making caskets for your pets. You'll be happy to know that that's a very important story, according to somebody. I'm not sure who. Warren's got the story of the first bionic dog that got four paws, new paws. And so we'll pause for these words, and then we'll find out more about those paws here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If I could talk to the animals.
Oh, even better, Richie. Wire Next Time brought to you by Hugs and Kisses. You can find Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. You want reliable vitamins, reliable minerals for your dog and cat? You'll want to go straight to Hugs and Kisses for those products and get them rushed to you. Major casket manufacturers are now, the headline reads, Casket Makers Take on Pet Project.
I just did a tour of a pet cemetery in Southern California, a cemetery that I've known about for years. It's called L.A. Pet Memorial Park.
Yep.
A lot of famous animals buried there.
Yep.
And they have a whole building where you literally, it's a shop where you can buy whatever type of urns you want and caskets as well. And the caskets go from plain to really, really fancy. Now, here's the interesting part. There were some very, very religious Hasidic Jews that when they bury themselves, they're buried in a plain pine casket, nothing on it. So now, because of inquiries at the cemetery, they actually have these plain pine caskets to use for pets as well. So it's just another indication of how close we are with our pets and how much a part of the family they are. Even when we lose them now, we're taking into consideration our own feelings. Maybe it's a little anthropomorphic, but the bottom line is if it makes you feel good, then I'm okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. In other words, there are people that have the ashes of their dog on a shelf over their fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's
That's
what
where
I
mine
did.
Is.
Here's what I did with my dogs. I don't do it anymore. I don't have the place, but when I lived in upstate New York in Cobleskill, an area you know well, whenever one of my pets passed away, and I had 30 dogs at that time, actually bury them myself, and I would actually take a stone and carve their name in it myself and put it there, and I made sure when I left that the people would maintain that. So whatever you need to do when you have to say that final goodbye to make you feel better. Some of these coffins, though, are thousands upon thousands upon thousands.
Oh, yeah, the urns. Oh, my God, yes. Very expensive. So it's but
wakes.
It's
they have wakes now. Funerals, wakes.
Yeah.
Losing a pet is sometimes more difficult than losing a human member because you never argue with your pet.
You can get this $55 billion, as you know, Warren, in the pet business. And now these people figure, all right, folks who spend this kind of money for all sorts of important things for their dog, their cat, their pet, why not put them in something that will make them safe and secure as they move into the next world?
There you go.
All right. Warren Eckstein here with us with the word on your pets at DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.